USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say they found the vehicle of the Alabama corrections officer who's accused of helping an alleged killer escape. The SUV was found in Middle Tennessee Friday. Authorities say Vicky White was in a two-year relationship with inmate Casey White, who fled with him last week, the day she retired. Lauderdale County District Attorney Chris Connors tells MSNBC this is completely out of character for Vicky White.
This could happen with the best of folks. I mean, Vicky White, I would trust with my life, and she's that kind of solid person.
Former President Donald Trump hosting a rally in Pennsylvania Friday night. Trump appearing for a Save America rally in Greenburg, just outside of Pittsburgh. Trump endorsed Pennsylvania U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz, who will also speak at the event. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
It was all smiles around the White House after the most recent jobs report was released.
Labor Department is reporting Friday the U.S. economy saw consistent job growth in April. Employers added 428,000 jobs last month. In another report, initial claims for state unemployment benefits ticked up to 200,000 for the week ending April 30th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
At least 8 people are confirmed dead and over 30 are injured after an explosion at a lavish hotel in Havana, Cuba. First responders are searching through the debris at Hotel Saratoga, which is located in the center of the city. There's no word on what may have caused the blast. Reports say the explosion leveled cars and buses parked in front of the hotel. With Mother's Day this Sunday, the National Retail Federation says the average person spends $245 on their mom. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier Gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey released this week found that the economy is the most important issue to American voters in the November elections. 38% saying lowering inflation and fixing the economy was the top issue. This as Republican Senator from South Carolina Tim Scott says the Biden administration has created the inflation mess.
The problem is that this government has acted too slow too often. They created the inflation, now they want to have credit for solving the problem, when in fact the problem may actually exacerbate the situation. The Fed does not have enough tools in the toolkit for the economy that we have today.
TSA officials say a Virginia man allegedly tried to bring 23 dangerous weapons onto an airplane at Reagan National Airport. The passenger was issued a citation after authorities found martial arts knives, scalpels, and a pair of brass knuckles in his carry-on bag. Police say the items would have been permitted if they were in checked baggage. 4 astronauts are safely back on Earth Friday. They splashed down in a SpaceX capsule overnight off the coast of Florida, ending a 6-month mission on the International Space Station. The commander called it a great ride, but admitted it was bittersweet as they left 7 astronauts behind. 4 of them just arrived last week for another 6-month stay. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim.